Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the energy and the numerology for the forecast for October 2021. Before we get into the reading, I just want to mention that this is a general reading. If you are interested in a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, so first we're going to take a look at the overall numerology and energy for the collective, which we are all a part of. Then we'll sort of take a deeper dive and take a look at the forecast for your life path number specifically. Okay, so welcome fall or spring, depending on what hemisphere you are, you find yourself in. October ushers in the slower, softer energies of the six. Recently, we were under the influence of the five energy in September, which is much faster moving energy with plenty of twists and turns, as well as sort of profound transformations. It can feel very frenetic. It can feel like a lot of moving parts and a lot of things changing, and it's a big energy. And so stepping into the sixth universal energy throughout October allows for much more nurturing, much more soothing sort of experiences. With this sixth energy, family, home life, relationships, all kind of come into center stage to be looked at, to be experienced, to be worked with. So again, it's just a softer, slower energy, but there can still be a lot of transformations that come from it. So you may find at this time throughout October that new relationships form, okay? You may meet someone, you might find the courage to ask someone you feel a connection towards, you might ask them out. This is a beautiful energy for meeting a new partner. So put yourself out there. I'm a true believer that those souls that we have contracts with in this lifetime, romantic or otherwise, they will cross our path at the precise time that they're meant to. And we're not meant to force that, right? That's just my personal belief. I think that that's going to happen one way or another. That's definitely divine intervention and divine timing. But that doesn't mean that, we can't get out there and enjoy life and mingle and just have fun. So be open to who you meet under this sixth energy, because they may play a bigger, more significant role within your life than you could ever imagine. So this is a great energy for networking and making new friends or acquaintances, feeling that you're part of a greater community, even if it's a membership or an organization online. If it allows you to meet people that you might not have met otherwise because of location or logistics, then go for it. It's a great opportunity, and this is great energy to sort of take the reins in that, to take that, make that move. Sixth energy is a big energy when it comes to domestic and community responsibilities. So you may find that loved ones, need more of your service at this time or more of your energy and your time now. You may find that, you feel called to become more heavily involved with your local or greater community through maybe volunteering or philanthropy or some other means. So you just may feel that other people sort of need you more at this time or require your services or your time, your energy, your resources, whatnot. And that can be friends, family, romantic partners, children, whoever, relationships, and community in a greater sense. Okay. So just keep that in mind. As you move through October, healthy boundaries are going to be very, very important. I talk about healthy boundaries a lot when we talk about six energy as well as nine energy, but especially six energy, just because six energy is so nurturing, such a giving energy, that a lot of times we can sort of get into a space where we're overgiving, where we're over nurturing, right? Where we either become a burden to somebody else or somebody else becomes a burden to us. And so, but that's because we haven't set those healthy boundaries. So keep in mind as you move through October that healthy boundaries are going to be important, they're going to be crucial at this time. It's a beautiful thing to say yes to assisting another person, right? But when we overcommit or we fill our plate too full, then it can begin to feel like a burden, which can lead to resentment and lower vibrational feelings. So when this happens, we begin to lose sight of the motivation behind our initial actions. Something that stemmed from something beautiful like compassion, understanding, and kindness then turns to martyrdom and victimization. And so just continue as the month progresses to check in with yourself. You know, why are you saying yes to whatever this is? What is the motivation? Do you feel emotionally and or physically prepared to handle this commitment? If the answer is no, then saying yes will only lead to resentment or feeling taken advantage of. People may need you at this time, but it's okay to say no if you're not in a space or capable of stepping into that role at this time. So fill your own cup first before attempting to fill another's, as the saying goes. And there's no shame in recognizing that your own cup needs filling, right? A lot of times we want to pretend or feel like we can do it all and we can be everything to everybody, but that's not the case. And when we do that, we're actually hurting ourselves and then we're hurting the other person through that experience. So really, it actually benefits us to be able to recognize when we are depleting ourselves and we need to fill our own cup up first. So if you're noticing that you're running on empty or even that you're, you know, getting close to that, take the time, set those healthy boundaries, check in with yourself and see what are you capable of giving at this point in time and what are you not capable of? And there's no shame in either. You can't give to another what you don't have to give, no matter how much you want to or how much they want you to. So know and honor your own needs first. Also, honor the boundaries of another. If they ask for help, great. But if they decline your assistance, right? Like if you go to someone trying to help or, you know, intervene or whatever the case may be, and they ask you to please not interfere or, you know, that they don't need your assistance or whatever the case may be, then honor that, right? Honor that healthy boundary that they are setting for themselves, you know, without the need for an explanation because it's not personal. So don't make it personal. Okay. Just like you would want that person or other people to respect your healthy boundaries, you need to be sure that you're doing that for them as well. This can also be a time when relationships from the past resurface. So they can sort of come up to be healed at this time, whether that's energetically or the actual physical person re-enters your life for some reason. Pay attention to what surfaces for you this month around past hurts or conflicts or past experiences with another person. What are you still carrying with you that, you know, can now be released to lighten the load? Is there something or someone that keeps coming up? And, you know, where is forgiveness needed? And why is that person coming up? Why is that memory coming up, that experience coming up, right? And like, what does it bring up for you? If it's coming into your awareness, it's coming into your awareness for a reason. And so instead of kind of, you know, continuing to push it under the carpet, let it come up, let it bubble to the surface, explore it, you know, see what it's trying to show you. Because again, is there something or someone that is coming up for forgiveness, right? Is there forgiveness needed? Is there something that you need to take a closer look at to heal so that you can release whatever this is and not carry it with you? This is a beautiful energy for really exploring what it is that you continue to carry with you that has well gone past the expiration date. Carry the wisdom of the experience with you and what you have learned from that experience, but not the actual burden of the experience. That makes sense. Okay. This is going to be a time where, again, if these past experiences show up and they trigger some kind of emotional response within you and they're not going away, they're staying within your awareness, there's something there that needs to be healed, that needs to be recognized, that needs to be worked through. And so honor that and see what you can come up with. And also, pay attention to the wisdom that you extract from that, because that is what you're meant to carry with you forward. That is what you're going to use in these next chapters that you embark on, right? So this sixth energy can also bring to the surface those things within the current relationships that need maybe, you know, to be highlighted or need to be worked through or recognized or brought into awareness. So is there something that you and a partner, a friend, a colleague, or whomever keep sweeping under the rug and you're not discussing it because it's just easier to avoid it than to have an open and honest conversation about whatever this is? If that's the case, then you may find this month that that elephant enters the room, sits down, and doesn't budge until you take the responsibility for working through whatever this is. No matter how challenging, no matter what the outcome may be, it's coming into your awareness for a reason, and it needs to be recognized and worked through so that you can move on from it, so that it's no longer taking up space within your energy, within your emotions, within your mind. You can work through it. Again, no matter what the outcome is, no matter what the resolution is, but sweeping it under the carpet is not resolution. That's not going to help you to move forward. Okay, so that sums up the energy for the collective for October. So let's take a look at your personal life path number now. Life path number 5. So I pulled an animal spirit card for you all, and you got moose spirit. And what's interesting about this, what immediately comes to mind, is a few things. First of all, it's very easy to underestimate the speed, the endurance, the strength of a moose. If you've ever seen one in the wild, and if you've ever seen one running in the wild, you know, at first glance, they kind of look like big, sort of cumbersome animals with these long, spindly little legs. But they can move very, very quickly. They have some really powerful stamina and endurance, and they're very strong animals. And so one thing I would say is try to be aware or open to where it is within your life that you are underestimating yourself, underestimating another person or a situation or whatever comes up for you. But there's some level of like underestimating something and not seeing the true potential, not seeing the person or the situation for sort of who or what they actually are, and kind of putting our own story behind that person or that thing. And so it's just this, and we do that to ourselves as well. And so I just feel like there's this energy around, what are you underestimating? What are you maybe saying no to because you don't see the full potential or the possibility, or don't think that you're capable of doing whatever this is? There's a video that came out, I don't know, it was years ago now, but it was of a moose running in, I don't even know how deep the snow was, but it was basically up to this moose's neck. And if you've ever seen a moose in the wild, I mean, they're like 7-8 feet tall, something like that. I mean, they're massive animals. And this moose was running at like 100 miles an hour. That's an exaggeration, but they were running at like 100 miles an hour through this snow. I mean, there was nothing that was, you know, it was like cutting through butter. It was amazing to watch. And so again, don't underestimate yourself. Don't underestimate a situation without really, again, we talked about this in the intro, with having those conversations, having those sort of dialogue with yourself, with somebody else, about what the reality is, what the situation truly is, as opposed to creating stories or making assumptions within your own mind, because I think it's going to open you up to a world of good, a world of understanding around whatever this is. The other thing that came in really strongly with moose is moose can spook very easily. And when they get spooked, they can become incredibly reactive and defensive. Even if they don't know why they're becoming reactive or defensive, right? It's just something spooked them, and then they go into reactionary mode. And that's truly a metaphor for whoever this resonates for. If this is, if there's something within your life that you have an incredible amount of fear around, and whenever something comes up to trigger that fear, you become incredibly reactionary. This is a call this month, especially to take a closer look at that and see, you know, try to dismantle that fear as much as possible so that you can have a better understanding of why you become so reactionary, of what it is that it's triggering within you and why. Because when we can dismantle the fear and look at the absolute worst case scenario, what would happen if that fear actually took place, right? In the real world, what would happen if my greatest fear came to fruition? If you can write about that, right? Face it, you know, again, dismantle it, prepare your ego. Not saying that it's going to happen, because a lot of times our greatest fears are stories that we create within our own mind. And oftentimes we find that the story is much more intimidating than the actual reality. So I feel like there might be something that is a like a fear within you that when it gets triggered, or if you start to feel like it could be triggered, right? Something could be happening, you get defensive, and that is affecting your relationships, not only with yourself, but with other people. So just take a closer look at that. Like, where is it that you are quick to react or quick to become defensive? And why do you feel that you need to be so defensive, right? Again, dismantle that. Take a closer look at it. Really take the time to dive into that, because it's only through, again, sort of not to sound cliche, but facing those fears that you can overcome them. And facing them doesn't necessarily mean that you have to move through the actual experience of them. Like, they don't have to occur for you to be able to break free from them, but you have to shine light on them. You have to be able to see them and see them for what they truly are. And, you know, if it happens, it happens. But the reality of it is, usually in the moment, it's not currently happening. And it might be, and then that's something, that's a different story. That's something that obviously would need to be addressed and overcome. But a lot of times the fears within our own mind are stories that we are creating about the future that haven't even happened yet. And so again, if we can dismantle those fears, then it lifts that burden. So if that resonates, take it. If not, that's okay. Leave it. But that's what I'm getting with Moose energy this month for you all. So you may see something around your fears, something around your defense mechanisms come up this month to be looked at and to see what is actually happening. What is the reality? And what would be the worst case scenario? And how would I handle that so that you calm the ego, so that you calm those fears? Okay, so I broke the month down into 4 weeks, and really beautiful energy coming in for you all this month. It's a lot of stuff coming in from the past, which feels like past relationships, past offers, but they look different than they did in the past. There are things that you can work with now. And so right out of the gate, the first week of October, we have this energy of some kind of communication coming in to you from the past. So this could be an actual, someone reaches out to you that you haven't spoken to in a really long time, and what they have to offer or what they're sort of bringing to the table is actually very useful for you in this moment, or on a project that you might be working on, or maybe it's about a relationship or something like that. So again, this could also be like inspiration coming into you, but this does feel like a person coming in, whether it's the energy of that person or the actual physical person. But pay attention to what the message is. Pay attention to what they have to say. Or, you know, if it's energetic, then what the feeling is that surfaces around whatever this is, because that's going to give you the indication, the understanding of what it is that you're meant to do with this message, right? Because this feels very, very, very positive. It doesn't feel like negative, low vibe energy. This feels like whatever happened in the past is in the past, and this person is resurfacing, or this experience or this situation is resurfacing at this time to bring something of value to your current experience. So don't immediately negate whatever they have to say or discard it. listen to what they have to say, or pay attention to the feeling that it evokes within you, because there's something there for you. There's something you can take with you or use on your journey. Second week, this is beautiful energy. I'm seeing definitely like a change in resources, or this is kind of like this feels very much around money or, you know, resources or something like that. But it's a very stable energy, but it also feels like something where it's like you had to use your intuition. You had to use your inner guidance to make decisions, make choices around whatever this is. And it may not have been that easy, but you were guided to do that. And now it's leading to some really beautiful financial security. You're starting to see the rewards for that, for putting in that effort, for making those decisions, for taking those risks. Definitely seeing some very strong stability where, and this could also be like you getting your relationship with money, right? Your understanding of money, your energetic connection to money, getting that to a place where it feels healthy, where you understand that, you know, it's an exchange of energy and that's all that it is, right? It's like, and that you're worthy of it, and that you're, you know, worthy of abundance and all of those things. It's almost like there's an incredible mind shift here when it comes to money, resources, stability, those sort of things. And it's really about going within first and getting that situated. And then you start to see that being mimicked in the external, right? So I'm definitely seeing some kind of shift here for you around that second week, again, where it's like there's this shift in the mind or a shift in the heart where you are understanding your worth, and I'm just kind of getting this energy around like maybe negotiations of some sort. There could be something coming in around negotiations where in the past you would have just accepted whatever was offered because you didn't have the confidence or didn't feel worthy enough to request what you are worth. You know what I'm saying? And so there's something around negotiations as well coming in. So if that comes up for you, you know what is negotiable, understand what you need to compromise on, but go in into this understanding your own worth, if that makes sense, right? And not taking less than that. So definitely seeing a shift here, but there is a sense of some really strong stability coming in, financial stability, financial resources. So this could be a job promotion, something like that. But there's definitely this feeling of like the intuition is coming in really, really strongly. So it's almost like you had the insight to apply for this job that you didn't feel you would get in a million years, but the feeling was so strong that you needed to apply for it. So you followed that intuition and you applied for it. And now you're going to see like the rewards come in for that. But there's definitely like the intuition and the more practical energy are really hand in hand the second week. But it's something again, where it's like you had to follow your heart. You had to follow what was your truth. And in doing so, I feel like you're going to start seeing some tangible rewards for that. So that's really beautiful energy as well. And I feel like there probably would have been some level of risk involved with this, because often that's where we have to really tune into our intuition and follow our heart, because we can't see beyond, you know, in front of our face as far as how it's going to work out. And so there's a lot of faith that needs to go into it and following our inner compass. And I feel like you might have done that and you're going to see some rewards around that. The third week, this is interesting because there's something that has been incredibly challenging for you that has really just where you're at the precipice of being like, I just give up on this. And this could really tie in very, very closely to around that second week as well. But there's something where you're just ready to throw in the towel. You feel like you've put in everything that you can put in. And it's almost like right before you do that, especially if this still calls to you, if this still feels aligned with your truth, if it's something where you're like, you've been putting in the effort, you've been getting the downloads and then taking the action, following your intuition, excuse me, and you haven't seen anything come of that. You're just like, I don't understand why I keep doing this, but I'm not seeing any kind of like forward momentum. I'm not seeing any kind of rewards. I'm not seeing any kind of validation. I'm not seeing anything, but I feel like I still need to be doing this. It's almost like you're at your sort of wit's end with this. Like you've been doing it for quite some time and you're just like, maybe I'm not meant to do this. I feel like right when you get to that point, right when you get to that breaking point, there's going to be something that comes in for you that sort of refreshes your determination. It like puts the wind back in your sail. You start to see or get this, again, just like this big gust of inspiration that reminds you of why you started doing this in the first place and the motivation behind it. So you basically like reignite that flame. It's kind of like if you're looking at a fire and it's down to like just a couple little embers burning, and then suddenly a big gust of wind comes in and breathes life into that fire, and then it just sort of explodes. That's what this feels like. So there's something that you have been invested in. You've been really putting all of your all into it. It feels aligned with your spirit. Like the external may not be showing you that this is what you need to be doing, but internally, you know that this is what you're meant to be doing. And so you might not be able to understand why the external is not reflected from what you feel in the internal. And you might be at the point with like seeing that as failure or whatever, or okay, evidently this isn't going to work out and I need to give up. I feel like, especially if this is really something you're meant to continue to pursue, because a lot of times living in purpose, you know, which we're meant to do every single day, whether we know it or not, you know, we show up in purpose every single day, whether we're aware of it or not. But that's not always easy. And especially if it's a big vision that we have, but we feel it within our heart, we have to hold that vision as long as there is that fire within. And so I just feel like for you, this is something where it's like that fire was about to go out because you're just not seeing it play out in the physical the way that you had expected it to. I feel like you're going to get that big gust of wind that's going to reignite that flame and give you the sort of reignited passion that you need to keep going. So basically my point is don't give up on this, especially if it's something that feels like it should be working out because it feels so aligned for you, if that makes sense. The physical piece is coming, but there's a lot that you don't know yet. There's a lot that still needs to be done. And maybe, you know, it's not going to be necessarily the easiest journey, but where it's taking you to is, again, for your highest purpose. It's where it's going to allow you to step into your highest expression. So don't give up as long as you still feel the call, as long as you still feel that truth within you around whatever this is. Then the end of the month, we have some kind of big emotional offer coming in for you. Again, this feels like it's around relationships, but it doesn't have to obviously be like romantic relationships. This feels like, again, some kind of like, and this makes sense being a sixth universal cycle, because this is something coming in around relationships, mending relationships, maybe getting together with someone who was a past relationship, because, you know, a lot of times it's like once we finish a contract with a soul, that contract is usually done and we usually don't re-enter into another contract with that person. However, sometimes whatever it is that your souls chose to accomplish in this lifetime couldn't be done in one fell swoop, right? And so it's like that person may have exited for a little while and then they resurface when circumstances are different, when the time is right. And so the ego can take over and be like, oh, this person did X, Y, and Z 10 years ago. There's no way I'm letting them back in. And we immediately sort of cut that opportunity. And what I would say to that is, and this goes again with for any relationship, what I would say to that is try to have an open heart and an open mind in whatever they have to say. And this goes back to the first week of the month. You have some things coming in from the past that I think the best action to take would be to receive openly the message that they want to deliver. And again, this doesn't have to be physical. This can be energetic. So it's very, very possible that something may come up from the past that has a very strong emotional trigger or emotional tie for you that you need to work through to release that burden so that, again, you can move forward with the wisdom and not lug that the burden of that experience forward with you, okay? So if it's energetic, if it's something that comes in for you and it feels incredibly heavy, it's around a person, it's around something that you just can't seem to forgive, it's around something that you feel that they did something to you that was, you know, so devastating that you just can't move on from it, and it starts to resurface at this point, you know, remind yourself that you're not in that trauma now. That trauma has happened in the past. Now you're living with the stories, you're living with the memories of that experience, and it's coming up energetically for you to work through it, to, again, find your way to release that burden because it's not serving you. And I actually have a really potent little like energetic exercise that I would be happy to share with you. Just send me a message on my website through the contact form. Just let me know, hey, I'm a Life Path 5. I listened to the reading. I want the little helpful exercise, you know, free of charge. It's just, it's very powerful in helping you to release the energetic ties of this person or this experience, right? So I'm happy to give that to you. Just shoot me a message. But yeah, so just feeling like some kind of emotional something coming up for you at the end that has to do with some kind of past experience. So, you know, we're meant to move through those energies, work with them, but we're not meant to get stuck within them, right? So if it's coming up for you, it's coming into your awareness, it's doing so for a reason. It wants to be seen, heard, and worked through. So I feel like you're going to have an opportunity towards the end of the month to do that. So I hope this reading was helpful. Thank you all so much for listening. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.